You're listening to The Kylo Show, the podcast where we talk about how to keep your love on no matter what and why whole healthy families are going to save the world. And it starts right now.
Well, hello and welcome to The Kylo Show.
We're back for more.
We are. It's kind of been fun because we haven't had a guest. Like, we've been just chatting and talking. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's been a little while since we've not had someone on a Zoom call with us. So it's kind of great.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying the kind of getting to debrief a little bit some of the stuff that, we love and are passionate about. I know that with my book, I just did a TV interview and they were asking me all about the Kylo 5.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? That's all right. I love being famous for the Kylo 5 just as much as my new book. It's great. Which that's what we're diving into is kind of a refresher of the Kylo 5. And we've been talking about our Kylo University with that. But it's been fun.
I know. There's a buzz around me about Kylo University. Mm-hmm. People are starting to go, what's Kylo University? What's happening? I'm like, well, stay tuned. You're going
to
learn.
Listening. So we are going back to the basics of Kylo, and but in the context of our Kylo University. So the first one is be powerful.
Yep. Key.
That's key. It.
Yeah. None of the rest of it works unless you are.
And you start there. Yeah. Which is, I guess, why we started with that one.
Yeah. Powerless people will not have healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. This is not going to happen.
It's true.
Because they really think somebody else is supposed to do it for them.
Yeah. And I think that's been the kind of the fun part in watching the students go through this is we start with kind of what does it mean to be powerful, especially in your relationship with God.
I know. This is a stretch. This is an adjustment. Like God wants you to be powerful in his relationship with you.
What?
And you're like, wait a minute, I thought I was supposed to be a slave. Yeah. I thought I was just supposed to, do what I'm told. And I'm like, well, think about it. Mm-hmm. He didn't give you a spirit of timidity, but of power,
yep,
love, and self-control. That's the spirit that you are of, that Jesus is talking about.
Yeah. And the practice of nurturing and taking care of this relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so much of the fruit from our lives comes from this place that we invest and we steward and showing up. And again, this investment and healing. I think there's a lot of healing that I don't know that people know where they got stuck or where they got hurt or where this happened with their relationship with their parents. Mm-hmm. That's been, I think, a fun part for me with what we did in Kylo U is going after kind of some healing and some truth around who the Father is and how to be powerful in that relationship and kind of explore this leaning on him and trusting him and breaking off, just different mindsets that we have around him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that this, the understanding the relationship of being powerful with God is mirrored in the analogy that Christ is coming for a bride who made herself ready.
Mm-hmm.
And she made herself ready because she became a worthy companion, with the all-powerful Christ. And you're like, okay, Jesus isn't looking for some frumpy little doormat, He's literally choosing this mate, this partner, this companion for eternity.
Yeah.
And so it speaks of like, what is it that the bride has to do to make herself ready? Like, well, you got to show up, you got to own you. You've got to do your half of the love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the piece that a lot of people, they disconnect from, whereas you cannot be powerful in a loving relationship if you yourself don't own you towards the other person. I can't make you love me and you can't make me love you. So I have to be able to tell myself what to do and do it. And that's why, you know, God is inviting us into a love relationship as a powerful person. Mm-hmm. And I just can't emphasize enough that it's there waiting as an assignment.
We just went to a wedding, Ben and I did, so Naomi and Isaiah, congratulations. Love you guys. And Ben and I were talking in the car on our way home, and we, you know, it's wedding season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going through the motions, and been to a handful of weddings over the years, our 20 years married, we've been to lots of weddings. And he was just talking about, you know, the excitement, anticipation of the bride coming down to meet the groom, you know, and so you go back and forth between looking for the bride and then looking at the groom's face and then looking at the bride and looking at the groom's face. And I remember I'm looking at Isaiah's face and, you know, just the overwhelmed emotion of love and adoration that for his bride. Mm-hmm. I just think, oh, this is the beauty of the Father that he wants us to experience. And, you know, if Naomi came down and like coveralls and, you know, her hair in a ponytail, we'd all be a little confused as to what's going on because he's been so excited waiting for you. But she comes down in this stunning gown and she looks gorgeous. And it's just this moment where your illustration is it. So going to a wedding just reminds you of what the preparation and the attention to detail and coming, you know, for this event, this glorious union. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting next to this little girl, I think she's 6, maybe 5. And she asked me, she goes, who are we waiting for? I said, we're waiting for the bride. She goes, why is everyone standing now? And I said, oh, because she's the one that we've all been waiting for. I said, do you see Isaiah? He's been waiting for her to come. And she's like, he looks so happy. And I'm like, she goes, but he's kind of crying. I'm like, he is kind of crying because he's just so in love with her and he's overwhelmed. So it was just kind of this narrating this to this child, and then Ben and I just talking through it. But it is that remembering what we're meant to bring to this relationship and the preparation and and the beauty around it, and you know, being able to see yourself as getting ready for him. You know, I think that's the part where we want to stay in this I'm unworthy, I, you know, beat yourself up stage. And of course, you know, we're not worthy, but God loves us so much. And so the preparation of giving my life to him and stewarding what he has asked me to do well and bringing that is, it's such a beautiful covenant when we do it well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is probably the place where I invite the guys to start showing up at Kylo U because the lessons in here for the guys is just as important as it is for any woman. For whatever reason, women tend to be more relationally oriented and or paying attention and maybe even sensitive to the needs of a healthy relationship. But guys, you're the ones that are actually going to create the environment of your correct interpretation and experience with the Father is what in turn sets you up to be a Christ-like husband and a loving father.
Yeah.
So to think that, you know, it's her job to bring all this and I don't know, what'd you read? What that podcast say? Yeah. And I hope you had a good father. You know, that stuff's got to go. And the men have got to actually step up and say, I am training in love. I'm going to start with getting my relationship with my loving Father. I'm going to nail that. I'm going to see myself as a cherished, nourished, purpose-filled son of God. That's me. And I'm on a mission to reflect my Father to everyone. I mean, that is super key to being a healthy, effective man.
Yeah. So that's the be powerful with God piece, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. we go through kind of three core topics. And the other one is being powerful with yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody loves this idea.
Yeah. Can you tell you what to do?
Everyone loves this idea.
Yeah.
And we talked about control your freaking self. You know, mm-hmm. that's been the coined phrase I've heard a few times repeated since.
Hey, you control freaks.
Yeah.
Control your freaking self.
You've put it on here. Okay. I like to put it in perspective of, you know, how's your heart and controlling yourself and your ability to be powerful when, you know, you're in that Starbucks line and someone gets it wrong, or you're in the whatever, you're in a rush. Whenever you have a rush and you're trying to get through something and there's a mistake or a flaw, how do you represent the heart of the Father? Mm-hmm. How do you carry yourself towards that person that made a mistake that is very simple, mm-hmm. but your disrespect, your tone, or whether you say it out loud or not, those are the moments where I'm like, how is that doing? Because mm-hmm. I think that reveals a lot of what probably is going out louder in other places mm-hmm. when it's just by yourself. Mm-hmm. This is like looking in the mirror mm-hmm. for me. So if I get irritated at something as simple as coffee, ooh, what am I doing to my close relationships? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I push back on people that aren't paying attention to, you know, the tone, their approach, you know, their need for control, their scared reactions. I mean, they just kind of show up as this force, but they don't create an environment that's safe enough to have feedback, you know, and so they're not very powerful. Mm-hmm. And the environment, especially if you're a parent, you just kind of create more powerless people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think being powerful with yourself is also having the perspective of yourself that our Father gives us. And then we cultivate that. We protect that. We grow that. In a sense, my identity is like a garden that I'm taking care of. It's almost like somebody gave me that garden, and it's my job to take the weeds out, mm-hmm. to plant and grow the right things, to harvest and to consume the right things, to chase away the pest, to chase away the vermin, yeah. You know, to chase away the things that would harm this garden, and to cultivate and provide and protect the things that are going to make this garden grow. And so much of that happens in my mind. So much of that yeah. happens in my heart. And so when I'm not powerful to tend my garden, then all kinds of nastiness gets in there. And then I'm kind of shocked that that thing died, or that thing's dying, or that thing's sick, or, you know, like, why am I so anxious? Mm-hmm. Why am I so angry? Why am I bitter? Why am I like, whoa, it has a lot to do with what's going on in your garden. Mm-hmm. So a powerful relationship with myself, I think, has everything to do with how you produce good fruit going forward.
Mm. We just had, we have this ladies group that I'm a part of, and one of them was hosting it, and she asked the question kind of, you know, we all have these crazy upbringings that influence our lives, and good, bad, and ugly, all the things, but they kind of shape us and make us to who we are and different stuff like that. And she was really asking, you know, have we processed through that? Have we figured out how to grow ourselves, and what stage are we in? In a question. And so it was interesting to go around to this group of ladies that are leaders in different environments, talking through really their healing process with the Lord and discovering how self-aware they are, to what upbringings they had and what are they bringing and what are they cultivating, so that maybe the weeds that got in their garden as kids, you know, I think about, you know, we were playing in the yard yesterday, and we have this beautiful grass in the backyard, and all of a sudden these horrible, the stinging nettles, those weeds, those things are
gnarly.
Awful. And they're in this beautiful patch of grass. I'm like, how did you get in here? Mm. Like, how did you get in this?
Violator.
Yeah. And yes. So I'm looking at him and I'm pulling them out. We're playing.
Stranger.
Totally. We're playing croquet with the kids and I'm pulling these weeds out and chucking them into the area where I don't care if they grow. And Ben's like, what do you do? I'm like, well, this is awful. I don't want this in this grass. And it's kind of the same idea is paying attention to, oh, there's this thing that I had as a kid or it was part of my family that is showing up in my garden. What am I going to do with this? Is this something that I want to protect and cultivate and let flourish? Or is this something that I need to remove and mm-hmm. plant something else there?
And nobody can do it but you.
Yeah. And so, you know, they're laughing at me because I'm walking around trying to find these things yeah. and they don't feel very good when you step on them. That's how I found the first one. But it's so that whole conversation with these ladies was, at what stage are you in the process of embracing kind of what your parents gave you, who shaped so much of who you are, and your relationship with a father, and what are you doing to do better? Mm-hmm. And what are you doing to grow? And what are you doing to heal? And kind of all of us were at different stages. You know, it's kind of was entertaining because mom's in the room. So we had to do this. They were like, oh, she said to me, she goes, I want you to be honest, Brittany. I know your mom's in the room. I'm thinking, that's easy for you to say. Let's have your mom in the
room. When your mom told me that, I said, so you talked about her dad?
Yeah. I talked about you both. But it was, I just love the question. And I don't know that we're having these conversations in this context very often. With the beautiful part of Kylo U is helping people along the journey as they walk through God, their self, and others, is we're helping them discover this. We know how to ask good questions to help them get to, hey, you've been stepping on that weed. I don't know if you realize that, ow, it's because of that. Did you want to do something about that? Mm-hmm. And again, we can't control anybody, but we are asking really great questions, and they're in this environment with these people that are doing the work mm-hmm. and cleaning out their garden. So it's been fun, but that's kind of what I see it as, just this process of discovery.
And then our third area would be, you know, being powerful with others. Mm-hmm. So it's all about connection. Like, are you connected with God? Are you connected with yourself, with your own heart? And can you connect with others? And mm-hmm. so the export system of a powerful life, of a healthy garden, is what other people experience with you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get all that stuff, if you don't get all the stinging nettles out mm-hmm. of your garden, then people experience the sting. You know, they experience the lack of progress that you've made on yourself that came from the lack of progress you made in understanding who your father is. I mean, mm-hmm. it's all upstream. So it flows, and then manifestation of your life is how those relationships go. And mm-hmm. you know, so many people want to blame the other person or other people. Idiots. I'm surrounded by idiots. You're like, wait a second, you know. Idiots attract idiots, you know. Unhealthy attracts unhealthy. Okay. Bitter attracts bitter. Punishing attracts punishing. And lovely attracts lovely. And truth attracts truth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so you pay attention to the people around you. And if you don't like who you've surrounded yourself with, that's you.
Yeah.
That's you. And like, you know, I don't have any criminal friends, mm-hmm. but criminals only pretty much have criminal friends. Like mm-hmm. that's how this works. So who are you attracting? Mm-hmm. And then what is the experience that you're having with who you find yourself surrounded by?
And the others category is, you know, your family, your children, your spouse, I mean, your friends, your coworkers. I mean, the others category is quite a big category. Yeah. And obviously there's different rings of influence. It's been fun because Delaney is, you know, had her job and she's getting ready to move and all these things, and her boss just left and got moved to a different store location.
Oh, wow.
And so it was her last day yesterday, and she came and found Delaney and gave her a hug and said, "You are one of the hardest workers we have. Mm. And if you need anything, you let me know." Mm. And then she told me again last night how a bunch of the kids her age are, I don't know them, but what I hear about them is, I'm really glad Delaney doesn't hang out with them. She hangs out with most of the managers. Hmm. It's how she's been grafted in, is a lot of the managers give her jobs and different things like this. But what I'm discovering is her learning that how she carries herself and what she believes about herself and her relationship with the Lord and what she brings to others has an influence and has an impact. And so the feedback she keeps getting from all of her managers is that she is their favorite closer, mm-hmm. because they can trust that things will get done, because mm-hmm. that's how Delaney lives
her
life.
And so she is respectful, mm-hmm. and she is responsible, and all kinds of favor is going to end up on this girl, because people who have authority, mm-hmm. and have responsibility are really looking for the right people to delegate that to. And when you find someone that will value and protect what it is that you hand them, that's the bridge of favor that goes to their life.
Yeah.
So much about connecting with others has to do with what you brought, mm-hmm. to the relationship, and then there's an exchange.
Yeah, which is really fun. I've loved actually having conversations with our students the beginning of the school year, you know, when they would talk about their frustrations or their struggles and being powerful. A lot of it was the other person.
Yeah.
They do this.
Yeah.
They do that. And now it has been, I realized this is what I was bringing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to own that piece. And just the transformation between the beginning, I mean, it's only 16 weeks from the start to the finish in this, the language of being powerful, mm-hmm. what has changed? And I told him that in our group. I'm like, it's so fun to hear how your ownership of your life has changed in just a short amount of time.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Which is really exciting, because we're actually going to invite you.
We've had some conversations.
And have this conversation with, we're going to have a couple of our students. But the first one that we have is Victoria. And mm-hmm. and it's a really fun to listen to the transformation of being powerful,
yep.
and what that looks like. Well, Victoria, thank you so much for joining us and jumping into kind of talking a little bit about your experience of participating in Kylo University. So I think my first question for you really is, why did you join Kylo University? What were you looking for?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me. It's an honor and humbling and awesome. So because Kylo University is this culmination of what I've been looking for in relationships. I love Danny's stuff and have followed him for years, but due to life circumstances kind of fell away for a while. And in the last couple of years, I just was like, you know, it's time to become more relationally healthy. And I wanted to do it in an environment where there would be accountability and like-minded people that were looking to be respectful and grow together, because there's synergy in that, right? Like when two or more are gathered, right? Like when we come together in the spirit, things just happen. So that was really my impetus.
That's so good. That's exactly what we're trying to do, is we're trying to help people take the Loving on Purpose material from, you know, my head and even my heart into my life and realize the principles and practices of Loving on Purpose. So fantastic.
Accomplished it.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, you're in Ben's transformation group, so he's gotten to know you a bit better than I have, but he kind of shared with us a story that, you know, you came to Kylo U looking for something, and it sounds like you've walked away with something pretty
impactful, specifically about being powerful, maybe even around your marriage? How do you feel about sharing that story of testimony that you had?
Sure. Yeah. So what I have discovered is that when I am afraid relationally in conflict, I tend to freeze. And when I freeze, I am like a deer in the headlights. And so whatever's coming at me, I'm just standing there taking it. And then after, I feel kind of like I have just been shot up by a gun and I'm bleeding out on the floor. And I have to now figure out how to manage me and clean me up and get back to myself. So my husband and I had a conflict a few weeks ago. And afterwards, I was just like, I can't do this anymore. This is not who I am. This is not what I'm looking for. This is not loving on purpose. This is just being a basically something to dump on. And that's not okay. And when I said that in my spirit, I heard God say, it's time to take a stand. Hmm. And it was really powerful. And so I knew that I couldn't do it alone. I was scared. I was I'm not practiced at this, right? So I need help. So I went to Ben and I went to my leader of my church actually separately and just kind of shared what had been going on and what I had planned to do. Like, I had a plan. I'm not coming to you looking for you to fix this for me. I'm coming in with a plan, but what do you think of my plan? Because I want to do this well, right? I want to love well, even though I don't feel honored right now. I want to do it differently. I want to set a standard. And so it was interesting because both Ben and the leader of my church, they both told me, not knowing what God had said to me independently, but they both said, what you need to do is stand. And so I knew, I was like, all right, this is my moment. This is my moment.
Here we go.
So here we go. And I was terrified. I tried to write a letter and that just didn't go the way that I had hoped. So I had to confront in person. And I was like, okay, well, I can either, oh, this was funny. So your voice popped in my head, Danny, and that where you said the day after you realize you're a victim, you become a willing participant. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to be a willing participant in my own demise. So I'm going to stand. So it was amazing because I really didn't have faith for it. I didn't have a lot of hope in it. I had people standing with me that had faith and hope. I just knew I had to press in. So I did. And I had a really hard conversation that actually bore a lot of fruit. It went so much better than I ever expected and has just shifted something in the relationship and in me, in my ability to stand to say, no, I want respectful behavior. I'm not going to let disrespect run all over me anymore.
Boom. And there you go. The fruit of being a powerful person, yes. Stepping into it and managing yourself, getting yourself to tell the truth, not trying to control what the other person does or doesn't do right.
Really, yeah. Good. Thank
That's
you.
Awesome. I think, you know, again, being part of Kylo University, you know, you were coming for something, you actually put it to practice immediately, you know, and we've been doing this for almost 16 weeks. And so, you know, maybe it's a slow build, but you did it.
Ta-da.
So on the other side of this victory, if you wouldn't have had Kylo U, how likely was this to happen?
I don't think it was very likely. I needed community. I needed support and I needed that push. Push forward, trying to do it by yourself with all the voices in your head and all the things that you learned growing up that were wrong. Like, you know, yeah. There's just too many things stacked against us. And, you know, I've done SOZO, I've done inner healing, I've done a lot of things and I have good friends and a lot of support. But when it came to building that momentum inside of me to realize, oh, I can do this differently. I needed this. It's been very powerful and I'm very grateful.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well done.
It also helps us know that we did a good job. That's what we wanted
yes,
to do.
Yes, mission accomplished.
We did a good job. Yeah. That's the goal in the heart is helping you be transformed. That's what we love.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria, it sounds like she's chasing down something new for her,
mm-hmm.
her life, her family, her marriage of new standards. And she feels powerful, it sounds like.
Yeah, she's living a new life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is transformation. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, moving all that information off a page, even it past your amen. You know, I agree. That's true. That's yeah. right. It should be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Move it past all that into, oh my God, oh my God, I got to do something different. I got to actually activate this in this real. I got to say something. I got to leave the room. Whatever it mm-hmm. takes. Here we go. This is, you know, God's given me a spirit of power. I am a powerful person. Hear me roar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here I go. And that, I think, is, Victoria has lived a very long time the other way.
Yeah.
And now even the people around her now are like, what is going on with mom? You know, what is going on with my wife? What is going on with my sister? What is happening with my friend? Like, all these changes are now happening, and those things will sort. But most likely what's going to happen is everyone is going to benefit from one person's change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love hearing her courage to step forward and be powerful,
mm-hmm.
and in the response even from her husband. And I'm you're right in that it's going to change the whole dynamic of this family.
Yeah.
And that's the whole healthy families are going to save the world. Is we need someone willing to not just listen to the Kylo show, but do it.
Be the change you want
be
to see
the change
in your family.
And doing the work, and which is what the Lord asks us to do. Mm-hmm. We have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to somebody about social media and different things, and we get all these clips of information on social media or these brief exchanges of powerful, profound wisdom, and we're like, yes, we love it. This amen is good.
Mm-hmm.
But the switch from agreeing with something to applying it in your life is a dramatic difference.
Yeah.
And that's what she's done.
And she's talking about the community strength. You know, mm-hmm. she's in a group of people that are all deeply empathetic with each other,
mm-hmm.
and cheering each other on, mm-hmm. and making their own adjustments and coming back with the power of testimony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so wonderful, again, to hear.
Yeah.
Some she said it, you know, she couldn't have done it without Kylo. You, she yeah. loves the stuff, she believes in it, but she couldn't have never behaved it unless she found a space and a group of people that willing to walk with her.
Yeah, she's learning Portuguese.
She is,
she's moved to Brazil and she's learning Portuguese because it's hard to learn it on an app.
Yeah. We have another one that's really great, comes to us from Cora. She's gonna share her experience and really the breakthrough that she found as well.
Powerful people.
Yep, that's so good.
All right. Well, Cora, thank you so much for joining us and really participating in our little kind of exchange of some powerful encounters that you had on Kylo University.
I'm glad to be here. It's an honor. I love talking about Kylo U.
That's great. It's kind of fun because, you know, I know your face more so from our Kylo community. I've seen you on there. Mm-hmm. But Ben has really gotten to know you better through you getting to be in his transformation group. So he got to share a little bit of kind of watching you grow. But before we jump into that, can you tell me, why did you join Kylo University? What brought you to this place and what were you looking for?
Oh man. I did it because I joined Kylo U because I want to be a better parent, if you're gonna like boil it down. I have three young kids and just saw some stuff in myself that was like, ooh, I do not want to pass this on. I definitely want this to end with me. And I mean, I've gotten so much more out of it than just like better parenting skills. But yeah, that was really the kind of big catalyst, was like, how do I grow in this area of kind of self-awareness and all that stuff, right? That it takes in order to kind of raise these kids up better than what I had, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Which is kind of one of our goals is to whole healthy families are going to save the world. And so whole healthy people create whole healthy parents who create whole healthy families. So awesome. This is the perfect place for you.
Yep. So in kind of, again, Ben's sharing with me and us your growth process, one of the areas that he highlighted is you kind of learning how to be powerful in different relationships that are pretty intimate relationships, maybe not directly your spouse, but someone that is really tied closely and, you know, family. And so is that a topic that you can share with us, just kind of some of the growth areas that you've had through Kylie U and being powerful in those relationships?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So that was with my, my in-laws. So my parents' family. I get along pretty good with his parents, and he's comes from a large family. He's got like four brothers and sisters. There's five of them, and then they have spouses and kids and all this. So yeah, very, very different kind of cultures that we have. And when I was talking to Ben about it, he was saying there's a culture that you come with that your family has, right? And then there's a culture that you create when you get married. And sometimes those cultures kind of collide and you have to decide, okay, whose culture are we actually going to run with, right? So yeah, it was, it's been a beautiful thing. They really value family. So that's a foundation that we all have, but then like, how do we walk that out? So in terms of kind of what I walked through was like, my husband and I being on the same page was the first thing. Was like, okay, what's our priorities? Ben also asked me a really good question, like, what are you trying to protect? Not what are you trying to run away from? So that's been like a foundational thing for us now, to say, okay, I'm going to be powerful. What am I protecting? I don't need to run away. I can stand, and I can do it kindly and lovingly, but I can still stand for what I believe is important and what I want to protect. And going, interacting with them, I shifted my focus. So my desire now when I hang out with them is what can I give, right? People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So going in really with a servant's heart and saying, what can I give in these situations? Starting to ask more questions. I love what we've learned about the importance of asking questions and asking good questions. And I find myself actually connecting with people on deeper levels than I did before. So then that lowers anxiety, right, when we're hanging out. And yeah, also allows me to be powerful if I say no thank you, or you know, can we adjust kind of what's happening. You're building that rapport, so then it's not as scary to kind of come in and ask for change, or come in and hold my standard, if that makes sense.
Awesome. So you're bringing what you want to protect, which is be powerful, be connected, be a good listener, communicate what it is that you need, and not need to try to control the in-laws, but simply just be seen in the light and let them be seen and build a relationship of meeting the needs of each other. That's great.
She's definitely reciting all of the things that I feel like we've gone through in Transformation Group and Kylo U curriculum.
Yes.
So she's a well attentive student.
Great student. Yes. Well done.
That is for sure. I do love it. Sounds like you gained a lot of confidence in even approaching, you know, being powerful and prioritizing connection, you know, because those normals, you know, I'm married with in-laws, they clash and it can be scary and, you know, all the things that are at risk, but you seem to have really leaned in. I'm guessing through the Kylo experience has helped give you courage to be able to lean in.
Oh, absolutely. Even to know, I don't have to know what to do right now. I can just ask a question. I can clarify. I can, right? Being having these tools to be able to fall back on even allows me to come into the situation and say, I don't know what's going to happen, but I have some tools that I can fall back on regardless of what happens in this situation, whether it goes smoothly, whether it doesn't go smoothly this time. Yeah. And that, again, lowers anxiety. So then I can go in a calmer state, mm-hmm. which is obviously just going to help everything.
Totally.
Brilliant.
Bring the peace and bring out our best selves. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Cora. I think that was just a powerful example of leaning in and being courageous and putting the tools to work.
Awesome. Thank you.
Very fun. Cora is so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
She's so sweet. She has a tender heart and spirit about her. Mm-hmm. And Ben gets to meet with all of our students one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And he's discovering a lot of really fun testimonies and stories about where they're at, you know, because we have transformation groups. We have separate ones. But he's the pastor of mm-hmm. the school. And so he really gets to get in there and build an even closer relationships with our students and being able to hear the progress mm-hmm. and a space that's just kind of one-on-one. And he has a lot of fun doing that because he gets to capture the testimonies kind of firsthand. So,
yeah.
And that was one of them, just growing and feeling powerful.
I think I enjoy clarifying some things. The Kylo community that we talked about, that's mm-hmm. where I've seen Cora before, is in the Kylo community, which is, you know, something everybody should access and go get. Mm-hmm. And it's different than Kylo U. It's a group of people that are just gathering together in a private Facebook page. You know, you pay $25 a month to get in there, but there's a group of like-minded folks mm-hmm. that are sharing notes. And then
yeah.
people from that are going into the Kylo University and then coming back and saying, well, here's what I learned.
Yeah.
And so it's just enriching itself, which is all just very cool.
Yeah. It's been, again, Cora coming from Kylo community, she jumped in there and seeing her, and we have these breakout groups that are similar to our transformation group, you know, that happen once a month on the Kylo community. But she's just continued to stay engaged mm-hmm. and really devouring the material on another level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's gotten herself close to the fire, but now she's helping stoke the fire. So mm-hmm. the fun part is when our students come back to Kylo community, they've got a different understanding. And so they really get to be a resource to helping cultivate this community that we've created online
yeah.
and just giving wisdom and insight and courage. You know, mm-hmm. that's the biggest thing is, you know, wanting people that are like-minded and then having courage. You know, that makes a world of difference for you to lean in and try.
And once you see somebody do it, mm-hmm. you know it can be done. And you're like, oh my gosh, okay, if you could do it.
Yeah.
This reminds me of those one-room classrooms, you know, yeah. where you have these older kids who know how to mm-hmm. read, who are hanging out with the little kids, mm-hmm. learning to read, and this is just all this exchange going on around learning. And I think that's our Kylo community group and our Kylo University yeah. group coming back together and just raising the water level uh-huh. in the harbor.
Yeah, it is. And we've got our Kylo coaches in there as well that are, I mean, we just are finding people to help people do this well.
Yeah.
And transform their lives. So it's been, I mean, it was an experiment. That was for sure. We've been experimenting with this, and it's been so incredibly successful.
Yeah. Yeah, change lives.
Yeah, and yeah. which makes it so worth the mm-hmm. investment and the time that we've been giving to this. And
yeah.
I love that. And so being powerful has been on display. So that what we've seen from our students from day one to where we are today is the promise is that if you do the work, your life will get transformed. And
right.
That's absolutely what's happened to 100% of the students that have done the work.
Yeah. And if you're, you know, just now hearing about this and you want to stay connected to, what do I do? What do I do? Get on our email list, you know, mm-hmm. lovingonpurpose.com email list, and you'll be in the tip of the spear. You'll be in the front of things. The people in the Kylo community really are going to be getting, they're going to hear about it first.
Yeah.
But if you want more information about this, be sure to get on our email list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're so excited for what's happening here. And, mm-hmm. and really, we're just sharing with you so that you have an open door and invitation to come and joining us.
Yeah.
Because you're listening and you love this content. You value this content. You see that there's fruit that's happened in different ways. And so really, we're trying to invite you to a different level so that you can grow and expand and gain courage to this becoming part of who you are as the normal in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And we are chasing after whole healthy families who are going to save the world. And so please hear our heart. And as we talk about this, is we're so excited to see that is happening in this community. But thank you so much for joining us. And we're excited. And we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Never miss an episode of The Kylo Show by subscribing to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or watch us on the Loving on Purpose YouTube channel. Don't forget to submit your questions and testimonies to thekyloshow.com. The Kylo Show is produced by Ali Armading, co-produced by Ashley Beck and Anna Hill, sound engineer and edited by Taylor Silk, and show promoter Christian Zamora. Don't forget, whole healthy families, gonna save the world.